at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Even in granny panties, hot.
We're live, Push. The mic should have been on.
But thank
Sorry.
You.
Yeah.
Appreciate the compliment.
Willie Farrell later this week. In fact, Wednesday. Patrick Keane and Nick Allen tomorrow on a Tuesday. Short live week. There's shows all week long, though. Best of on Thursday and Friday for Thanksgiving. Craig did the Thanksgiving price last week, right? Oh, no. You did Christmas last week.
No, we actually did both.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Because Todd started griping because no prices ever go down.
Right.
And I said, no, you're wrong.
That's right.
Thanksgiving went down by less than a dollar.
Right.
Did you notice SNL ripped us off?
They always do.
About no Thanksgiving songs?
That was a great bit.
There was a bit about no Thanksgiving songs.
Look at it again.
And then they made one up.
Oh, okay, got it. All right.
I didn't write it upside down.
No, apparently I have trouble reading this morning.
That's okay.
Yeah.
It's really not.
Today is World...
Yeah, that's right. It doesn't... It's not good. Right? Right.
Today is World Turlet Day. Right. Raising awareness for the global sanitation crisis surrounding the 62% of the people in the world who do not have access to safe sanitation.
That would
include us. If you've seen our bathroom lately, that is not safe.
It is brutal.
It is among the 62% of bad toilets in the world.
Yep.
About 4.5 billion people do not have access to a turlet. And 1.8 billion people use a drinking water source that could be contaminated with the feces. The United Nations says everyone should have access to safe water and sanitation by the year 2030.
Yeah, but that takes away the stock price if we don't help people out.
Yep.
Well, you know,
remember that.
It'd be good on the stock price for turlets.
Yeah, it would be. Yes, it would be. And I've been calling them turlets now all the time.
It's so much easier for some reason.
Turlet. Yeah, it's a toilet. It's a tough turlet. Fine. Turlet.
And it was on this date in 1965. You might remember where you were when Kellogg's Pop-Tarts were created.
Thank me later.
Have you ever put butter on a Pop-Tart? It's so freaking good. Have you ever put butter on a Pop-Tart? If you haven't, then I think you should. I was sitting in the kitchen one day, and I was itching to fill up my belly with the piping hot jelly of the best damn treat in the world.
He's talking Pop-Tarts!
And I saw a stick of butter, and it almost made me shudder and scream like a baby girl. I don't want a giant... or a rocket trip to Venus. I don't want to win the lottery. I just want to squat and gobble till I'm dizzy and I wobble in a Butterfruit and Dough-Tart dream. So I put butter on a Pop-Tart. It was so friggin' good. Have you ever put butter on a Pop-Tart? If you haven't, then I think you should.
Everybody,
come along with us.
Have you ever put butter on a Pop-Tart? It's so friggin' good.
Yeah.
Have you ever put butter on a
Pop-Tart?
If you haven't, then I think you should.
Pop-Tart!
With butter!
You're welcome. Enjoy that the rest of the day. By the way, we bleeped out penis.
That came to us like that.
Oh, it did. That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they did the... it was the food episode of CBS Sunday Morning.
Oh, so I watched
a lot of that.
I DVR'd. I haven't watched it yet.
One guy... Was it a week? He went a whole week.
With what?
Ate nothing but cereal.
Every
like
day?
Three meals a day.
Yeah, it's called college.
Yeah. I did that one or two days when I was living by myself. Not a week.
Yeah, just, apparently.
I had cereal in the morning. Man, I'm still hungry for cereal.
As long as it's not Cap'n Crunch, because then you could die from loss of blood.
Right.
your mouth getting sliced all to hell.
So
I think you're fine.
What happened? Did he eat decent cereal?
No.
Well, then who cares then? What happened to his health in a week?
Crap. He said he felt lethargic.
Oh, yeah, you would. There's nothing there at all.
You're not getting anything but sugar.
Oh, you saw they did a bit on SNL, the Sour Patch Kids cereal now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and he said, basically he didn't say it was a game changer, but he said it was do you have that clip?
I don't know.
Let's see if you have it first before I
blow it. Was that a weekend update?
Yeah, it was weekend update, yeah. Sour Patch Kids cereal. Yeah.
Oh, God.
You don't want to. You don't want to know what some of the things I have.
What do you have on there?
Don't even ask.
I already have emails calling you a jerk.
Oh, for Pop-Tart already? Yeah. Todd, Craig wrote it down, so I got the song ready to go.
You hit the button.
I know. You're right.
You enabled him.
Yeah, I did.
What are you going to do on the anniversary? It's the anniversary of the invention of the Pop-Tart. Of course you're going to sing that
who
song.
Who was the first guy to put butter on one?
Probably the day later. So we'll do it tomorrow. We'll play it again tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow will be the anniversary.
Sing it all. Hey, by the way, that sticks to our head, too. Is that, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's I'm gonna be humming that all day.
We believe the original Pop-Tarts. We're not the frosted kind.
No.
But thank God for them.
Yeah, they got better.
Yes. Really? I'm a fan of the non-frosted Pop-Tarts.
Well, they're fine,
but the frosted ones made them better.
Yeah,
they did.
They were dry without the frosting. I know
that's fine, Todd. You're wrong, but that's fine.
No, the strawberry no frosting.
Too dry.
Strawberry with frosting.
Yeah. No, not if you put it in the toaster or put it in the microwave and heat it up.
No, I always warm them up.
That inside gets a little gooey.
I always thought it was too dry, though.
You're really going to argue that they made something worse by putting frosting on it?
No. Yeah.
Not necessary. It was totally unnecessary.
Frosting was better.
Yeah, generally the American palate says more sugar.
More better.
Thank you.
Like Yale.
Yes. More education.
More better. Just like Yale. Yeah. So what do you have from SNL?
Let's see. Oh, we've got some...
Weekend updates.
A little bit from Weekend Update.
Okay.
You want to try that?
Yeah, go ahead.
From Rashad Penny.
Oh, wait. I don't know where that's coming from.
I don't want to know.
We'll get rid of a lot of those. Don't bother.
All right.
I don't know where this is. And the computer's running very slowly. So I don't know.
It's on early vacation.
It seems to be.
140.
All right.
Yeah, I can't close anything.
All right.
So let's do this.
No coffee.
For?
Closers. Coffee is for closers.
Oh, yeah. I guess so. It was on this date in 2014. You might remember where you were when reports spread that NBC pulled the plug on Bill Cosby's comeback sitcom after he faced multiple allegations of sexual assault.
I didn't know they had a comeback sitcom.
Well, we did at the time.
Did we at the time? Yeah. That was only 3 years ago that happened? Or 4 years ago, I'm sorry.
That was in 2014.
Yep, now he's in jail.
Yeah. See if we still have stuff running.
Earn a B minus.
Let's let her finish the show.
She'll go till the end of the show.
It stopped.
It did?
Yep. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to wait for the computer to catch up with it because it really is running too slowly. And we will give that a try.
Amazon
has announced that it will be opening its second headquarters in Queens, New York, and Arlington, Virginia.
By the way, only New Yorkers could complain about getting 25,000 new jobs.
Yeah.
All the cities who lost out must be like, shut up, you whiny bitches. New York basically won the lottery and we're like, but the subways might be slightly more crowded. Meanwhile, people in West Virginia are like, well, back to the mines.
Election officials in Florida said their ballot machines overheated, causing mismatched results in the recount. They overheated in 2018 with all this technology? How come the IRS never has these problems? I would love to hear we didn't count your taxes this year because our abacus is busted again. They always make it so simple to pay taxes. Meanwhile, to vote, we got to physically line up on a Tuesday in November like we're getting meat rations in the 1930s.
Oh, that's so true. That's never going to change because they don't want people to vote. The guy that played the one character on SNL that played the dude reading his own Bigfoot erotica, that was crazy funny, man. You have to watch that sometime. Good chance.
I thought the Bezos commercial was really funny.
Oh, nailed it. I didn't even realize that he's actually trolling Trump.
He
put it in Queens and D.C.
He's actually
trolling Trump with those places. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even know that until I saw the Bezos commercial on the fake Bezos commercial on SNL, and it was great.
The way Steve Carell, the way he would say something, and then just they'd give him that extra beat to just look into the camera.
Oh, he was amazing.
Was perfect.
He was amazing.
It was perfect.
And it was on this date in 1863. You might remember where you were when President Abraham Lincoln delivered his Gettysburg Address.
Ass hat. I was only 25 miles away.
In 1863.
Well, maybe not, but I was close.
What was the weather like that day? Might have been cold.
I was pretty young.
I might have not stuck around for the whole speech.
Well, wasn't that long. It's not that long.
I know. No, it was like four minutes.
The guy before him
spoke forever.
Went on for hours.
The opener went long.
The opener went way long. He was known for grit, right. For being a great orator,
right.
And he had been working on this speech for however long, and so they came to him, and he went on and on and on and for a very long time, and Lincoln comes in, well, I'll take up about a minute and a half.
Yeah, but his was more important. Yeah.
And I would say if you're a great orator, you should know when to get out.
Right.
When to wrap it up.
Well, it was a different time.
If you're losing the audience, you're not a great orator.
It was a different time. Nobody had cell phones or TV, so they paid attention to that crap. They listened.
You do.
Yep.
Yeah.
You just did.
You can't tell me there wasn't one guy in the audience nodding off.
Yeah, bring on Lincoln. You suck.
There had to be a heckler.
Oh, yeah. You suck. Bring on Lincoln.
Yeah, and then Lincoln comes
on. I drove
here
with Lincoln.
He doesn't even give us 5 minutes.
I know.
What an ass hat.
What an ass hat. No encore, nothing.
That's the headliner?
Lincoln's an ass hat.
Although... they may have been more polite.
That might have been where Lincoln's an asset came from.
Back in the day.
He only did a minute.
No, I'm not getting any weather report.
Of what it was on 1863 in Gettysburg?
Yeah. On this day.
Mm-hmm.
The man who yelled, Heil Hitler, Heil Trump, at a production of Fiddler on the Roof in Baltimore last week, is apologizing.
What did he think he meant to do? I read the headline and said it came out wrong.
You didn't understand.
Was he mocking Trump?
It was out of context.
Yes.
He thought he was... No, is there a history of him hating Trump? Because if there's not, he was doing it on purpose.
And he claims he was trying to compare Trump to Hitler, but it came out wrong.
Okay, does he have a history of not being funny?
He tells WBAL-TV that he's embarrassed, he's ashamed and disgusted with his actions. He says his outburst was not meant to be anti-Semitic, but a reaction against President Trump.
Place and time, dude.
He says his actions frightened a lot of people. He's sorry for that as well.
Apparently it was raining the day of the Gettysburg Address.
I thought it was, yeah.
I got a note from a guy who was there.
Yeah.
And so he says, sorry.
Well, he must have a hit, because I know they're probably coming down on pretty hard, people that know him. But if they know he hated Trump all along, he's trying to make a point at the wrong place.
He had a few cocktails that night.
But isn't it funny, though, that we automatically assumed he was actually pro-Trump, because that wouldn't surprise me. Somebody yelling Heil Hitler.
Well,
but why would you go see Fiddler on the Roof, which is about a Jewish family fighting Russian oppression?
You don't get to add a lot of context when you're just screaming stuff out in a crowded theater.
And you don't do that to a play.
Yeah.
I mean, you just shouldn't do it at a comedy club, let alone a play.
Place and time.
Here is Tony Derlunas. He said that he had a few cocktails that night, and he's actually anti-hate.
Because I opened my mouth, and it was so wrong. I know that now. In the moment, I just was my frustration, and I don't know what I was thinking. And I'm so ashamed. I'm just, my heart goes out to all those that I ruined their night, to everybody that was affected by my stupidity.
You know what? If he does hate Trump, and that's a sincere apology, it sounds like it was, that kind of sucks for him. Because
was he drinking before the show or before that clip?
He was drunk and yelled something out where you don't yell. And, if it went out, he went, no!
Yeah.
I think we've all said stuff in public we don't want to say, but not in that situation. But in a lot lesser situation, you go, oh.
That's one where you run it by a friend first and say, hey, do you think this would be funny?
Right.
No.
Right.
No.
And they say,
I think so, too.
No, I think
you run it by a friend.
Right.
It was probably when the entire audience looked at him in horror and shock, but then he went, oh, damn it.
Wow. Frosting, no frosting on your Pop-Tarts is becoming a divisive issue on the email, but Lee writes from Wichita. We can all agree those generic Pop-Tarts, those off-brand ones.
Right.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Are the worst, correct?
Store brand?
Yeah. Yes.
We can all agree on that.
Yep.
There's some things it's worth paying for name brand.
Thank you, Lee, for uniting us.
Pop-Tarts is definitely one.
Hey, Lee, you put butter on a Pop-Tart. So friggin' good.
It really is.
A generic toaster pastry.
Yeah, don't do that. Pay the extra.
He's talking Pop-Tarts.
With butter?
I want to make sure you don't forget, by the way.
Bob Barker back in the hospital.
The hell was that? Oh.
Craig's computer.
That must have been your... Something else must have closed.
No, I think something one of us has a great idea. That's what that's
saying. Oh, no. I just got an email.
Okay.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just important. You want to check that?
It is not important. I saw what it was.
Right.
Bob Barker back in the hospital.
Did you write his name down the back of the page?
No.
How come?
Because I got it on from last time he went in the hospital.
Oh, really?
The other day.
Still on the page then. Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
He's still in the draft.
Now, this is for back pain, and back pain won't kill you.
No, but he's also old.
Unless it's a tumor that's causing the back pain.
Could be symptomatic of other things.
He's 94.
Yeah.
Yeah. That could kill you.
This is reportedly related to a fall that he took last year.
Oh. Falling, 94. He's on your draft board, right?
Well, yeah, because the last time he fell, a couple of months ago.
You wrote it down then.
I wrote it down then.
Got it. You can actually sign up for 2019's Deadpool right now. It's all out there. TNTRadioEmpire.com.
And you can change your list.
Yes.
Up until December 31st, very late into the evening. I forget exactly what the cutoff time
midnight
is.
Midnight Central.
It's midnight Eastern or midnight Central.
Central.
Okay.
I think it's on. Is it on Facebook and Twitter? Can you link up that way?
Yeah, I believe so. Lendog put those links up.
A hunter out of Kentucky, Bob Long, killed a deer, a buck, with two heads. The buck had the decaying head of another buck attached to its antlers.
Oh.
Oh, so he killed
one. I saw this picture.
Oh, he killed one.
So it wasn't born that way.
It wasn't like a twin deer. It was born.
No, they figure that the two bucks had been in a fight at one point, were unable to become unattached. One of them died and ended up...
He ripped his head off.
Ripping his head off.
So you walk around all day long. Couldn't he rut that head off somewhere?
He had another buck's decomposing. He had the other buck's decomposing head and antlers intertwined with its own antlers.
That guy got two antler racks for one shot.
And then, it came loose and separated from the decaying body, so the hunter got...
A twofer.
I'll tell you
two
what,
racks
man,
out of the deal.
It's a mean bastard buck, too,
yeah,
man.
No other buck ever messed with that dude.
Yeah. I'll wear your skull on my other head. Yeah. Other
still
antler.
Got the skull of my last opponent hanging from my antlers. You want some?
Right.
I don't think so.
Don't dick with that two-headed guy.
No. Oh, man. He's crazy, man. He's crazy.
That's weird.
It really is.
Now, does that count as two deer, though? Do you have to claim two deer?
Two tags?
You have to have two tags.
Probably not.
And do you have to,
certainly not.
Do you get to count all the points on the two racks?
Yes, you do.
Wow.
The 40-point buck.
Because do you think Game Warden is going to believe you? No, this head was attached to this deer's head.
If Game Warden can't take it off, then yes.
Yeah,
if Game Warden can't unattach them, then he has to believe it.
Well, and the picture I saw, the second head looked significantly decomposed.
Got it. All right.
I mean, it looked like it'd been hanging on his rack for a while.
Once again, you could rut the head right off.
He tried.
You think you took it over a tree and just rut it off your
you found photos of that.
Yeah,
I saw this a couple days ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Post them up.
Yeah, I'd like to see that.
I'm curious to see that myself.
Yeah. And David Arquette.
I like a decomposing deer head. That's what I like on my social media. Show me more decomposing deer heads, please.
Yeah.
And David Arquette. Did you see his bloody mug?
Yeah, you were showing it to me during a break on the screen.
He had a match at Joey Janela's LA Confidential Friday at the Hi-Hat in Los Angeles. It was a death match against a wrestler, Nick Gage, is what they call it, is a death match. As things progressed in this match, light tubes were injected into the match. At one point, he had a diamond cutter on his opponent, threw a bunch of them, and then Gage started to grind broken light tubes into David Arquette's forehead. It looked at like at one point the two slipped up and Arquette's neck got sliced.
So Arquette obviously is a crazy man anyway. He's always been kind of nuts, but he's in the backyard wrestling for a stunt.
Yeah. Is this some stupid celebrity wrestling thing?
He's not. No, not a celebrity thing.
It's not even celebrity, is it?
No, it's just him having fun.
Right.
He did later on say that death matches were not for him and he would not be participating in another death match. However, he is willing to get even in the MMA ring or the UFC ring, but he is ready to fight. Get in the ring. David Arquette will go with you.
No, that's okay. My fighting days are over, and they barely started.
Yeah.
Been in maybe two fights in my life.
Even the rehearsed fighting days.
Yeah, they're over.
We're done.
Yeah, never did that, but that's just stupid. Thank you, Craig.
Thank you.
And I want to thank Dr. Mina, too. She checked in and scolded us again, but she's always great.
Rightly so.
Yeah, rightly so. Good point. And then we got Billy Farrell,
Sometimes
Patrick Keane.
She goes a little overboard.
Yeah. Comes in and yells, "Are you kids, you've got to shut up down there."
Give us a break once in a while.
Let us live.
Yeah.
Let us live, drink, and relax. See you tomorrow. Thanks, man.
Thanks. Good night.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.